I'd buy you a house. I would buy you.
Welcome to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here this Thursday morning. And boy, I'll tell you, we can cover a variety of topics on our show. On any given show, actually, we can cover a handful. And how many times does mining work into the conversation? Knowing that the mining sector in Saskatchewan is a strong driver of our economy here. We talk about potash. We talk about uranium. We talk about, well, yesterday we had Brian Zinchuk on, of course, oil and gas and natural gas, and copper has been in the news recently. Well, have you ever considered doing a little mining yourself? You might be able to do it without going too far if you're looking to find a little bit of gold. The Great Canadian Treasure Hunt. Have you heard about this? I love this contest. It's hidden 13 total prizes of gold across Canada. One of them, by the way, worth $1 million. The other 12, $25,000 each. So the hunt challenges you to be brave enough for an adventure to decode a poem that will lead you to a secret location. This is a pretty cool thing. You are literally looking for gold in this country. And I've got a guest here who is part of the team, the masterminds behind this competition. I'm happy to welcome to our show Anthony Vaccaro, who is the president of the Northern Miner Group. Anthony, thank you so much for taking our call.
Hey there, Evan. Really, it's a great pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Let's start with the Northern Miner Group. Who are you?
Great. So the Northern Miner Group is made up of three of the industry's leading media brands. The Northern Miner itself has been the place of record for the mining industry since 1915. It's one of these kind of, although it's a Canadian institution, it covers global mining. So you could be in Australia, and if you're a geologist, you'll have known the Northern Miner. You might even have a copy with you. So it's this great, not only archive of everything that's happened in mining over the last 110 years, but it's also continuing to be one of the best independent sources for exploration and mining news. We also have mining.com, which is one of the biggest online news sources. So that's kind of faster news, and it has more downstream information and things like battery, EV metals and all that sort of stuff. And then we have Canadian Mining Journal as well, which is actually the most historic mining publication in the world. It's founded back in the 1880s. And that still goes out as a glossy magazine that covers Canadian mine development and production. So an embarrassment of riches when it comes to mining media brands within our group.
So before we even get into the Great Canadian Treasure Hunt, mining has been very forefront in the news recently because of the fact that we're seeing these nation-building projects in Canada. Give me your thoughts from your perspective, the importance of some of these kind of rejuvenated projects, breath of new life and energy and hopefully investment. Has this done good things for the mining community?
Yeah, that's a great point, Evan. And that really, in many ways, that's what spurred this adventure and this kind of crazy idea to hide treasure around Canada. That's part of what spurred it on. We were sitting around and we were like, this is like a bit of a historic moment in the sense that Canadians are hearing more about mining right now than they have in a generation. Right, we're hearing more about critical minerals. We're hearing more about how much our own mineral wealth is linked to our continued sovereignty. It's linked to our green future, right? Because all these carbon-free, when we want to electrify the economy, that means more metal, more copper wire, more aluminum, more lithium, or all the metals that we need for the batteries. So this is an opportunity. We know that Canadians are hearing about this more, and it's kind of coming into the consciousness. So we thought, well, how do we even further that along more? Because Canada is an incredible country built largely or significantly on the back of great mining finds in gold, silver, copper in your province, uranium, Cameco, one of the world's greatest mining companies based right there. Mm-hmm. So we have so much to be proud of. But are Canadians as aware as we think they should be about the mining heritage, how important it is to our past, present, and future? We thought a treasure hunt would be a good way to celebrate what mining means to this country and to educate people as well, because the clues to find these treasures are embedded. You said it off the top. There's the big poem, but there's also stories about the history of mining, about great finds and these adventurers from a long time ago that found things like the Klondike Gold Rush in Yukon. And in those stories, we've embedded more clues.
So
it's a lot of fun.
I love it. I love the idea. Anthony Vaccaro is my guest, president of the Northern Miner Group. So you're sitting around the coffee room. Someone says, maybe it was you, someone says, why don't we do a contest? You brainstorm it a little bit. Give us the Reader's Digest version. I know I tried in my setup to give it, but you can do it much more eloquently. What is the Great Canadian Treasure Hunt?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you the origin story because that's kind of fun as well. And it connects to another great Canadian mining company. So we were celebrating the Northern Miners' 110th anniversary at the PDAC, which is the biggest mining convention in the world, and it's held in Toronto every year. So we had a party and we put up, you can imagine, we have some amazing photos from our 100-year-old archive. So we blew up some old beautiful photos of the mining industry. And the chairman of one of the world's best and biggest gold companies, like Agnico Eagle, his name is Sean Boyd, he's a member of the Hall of Fame. He's looking at these photos and he's like, you know, I've always felt that we don't celebrate our heritage enough. He said to me and the CEO of our parent company, Earth Labs, his name is Denis LaViolette, said, would you guys maybe think of like a cool initiative that could get Canadians to be a little more aware and a little more excited about how much this industry has meant to this country? So we thought, yeah, okay, we'll see what we can come up with. And it was actually, I wish it was my idea, but it was actually Denis LaViolette, who's the CEO of Earth Labs, a parent company. So Denis came into my office a couple days later and said, I got the craziest idea. He said, you're going to tell me this is insane, but we need to do a treasure hunt. and that was it. Then we took it to Sean Boyd and we said to Sean, we got a crazy idea.
Love it.
It's a treasure hunt. And Sean loved it. So Agnico Eagle came on, was the first to come on. So they contributed that $1 million worth of gold coins. Talk about Canadiana. It's real Canadian gold. It's mined from a mine, Agnico's Detour Lake mine in Ontario. It's minted by the Canadian Mint. You're getting real Canadian gold. It's 217 gold coins, and it was worth $1 million back in May. But gold has gone up a lot. Gold's now over $3,800 an ounce. So this sucker is worth over $1.1 million right
now.
Wow. So it's actually, and that's just, as you correctly said, that's just the main treasure. Then there's 12 other treasures. Each one of those is 6 gold coins, and those are now worth $30,000 each.
Okay, so how do people start? If people listening right now, they say, I'm in, I want to get going. How do they even get going on this?
You go to treasure.northernminer.com, and everything you need is right there. And I mean everything, so don't bother. We get the occasional emails asking for this, that, and the other. And the answer is always the same. Number one, none of us know where it is. We hired a trusted small third-party group that specializes in this. They did the hiding. They do the clues. And then they embed them in the stories that we write. So we don't even know. We can't help anybody beyond what's on that website. That website has everything. You declare that you're 18 years of age or older, and then you get going. There's a link up there that says start here. Hit start here and start going through the clues and try to figure this out. We've already had one treasure found.
Oh, really?
We had a treasure. The first of the bonus, we're calling them bonus treasures, the ones that I just mentioned are worth $30,000, 6 gold coins. The first one was found in the Dawson City area in Yukon. So we did a story about the Klondike Gold Rush, the historic gold rush, which is an amazing part of Canadian history. Incredible story. And in that story were embedded clues. And a woman named Gina Anderson took her young kids. She lived about 5 hours away from Dawson City. She figured, I think I know where this is. Loaded up her kids, got in the car, and she was the first one there, and she found it. Now she's $30,000 richer.
Wow. This is such a cool story. Anthony Vaccaro is my guest, president of the Northern Miner Group. So if you want to take part in the Great Canadian Treasure Hunt, first thing to do, go to the website, treasure.northernminer.com. Details are on there. Now, there are some things in the rules. So there are some, I know what you're calling no-go zones, right? Like it's not going to be on someone's private property.
That's important. That is very, very important. Thank you, Evan. It is on public ground. So please, we don't want to have anyone associated with us trespassing. No. So it's totally on public ground. Not much even I know. So I don't know where these things are, but we gave very strict parameters. And one of them being has to be on public ground, has to be easily accessible. So you don't need any special equipment. You don't have to climb mountains, cross rivers, anything like that.
Right.
So that much we know, and that's about it. And all that is on the website.
I'm going to read this paragraph. It says, no-go zones include private property underwater or underground in mines, caves, or tunnels. in, under, or on top of man-made structures, anywhere near grave sites, cemeteries or memorials, construction sites, hazardous waste dumps, or in locations that require climbing gear or risky stunts. So that takes out a lot of potential places and brings it back, like you just said, focuses on public spaces.
That is right. And accessibility, right? I mean, within reason. Someone asked me, is it wheelchair accessible? The answer is, I don't know. We made it, all we know is as accessible as possible. And to reveal if it's wheelchair accessible would be a clue. And we can't do that. And I don't know. But it is very accessible. No equipment is needed. We want as many Canadians as possible. This is for the average Canadian.
Yeah.
As many as possible. So
at the heart of this treasure hunt is this 52-line poem. And it's very cryptic clues that hint at the prize location. And I know the website says, take nothing at face value. Don't think too literally. It gets you second guessing. Typos aren't clues, or are they? It says on the page. Are there other clues to be gathered through this process, or is it simply this poem on the website?
No, there is going to be a lot more. Yeah, it's hard, right? It's a $1.1 million. So the challenge is equal to the amount of the treasure. Not going to be easy. But we're going to keep putting out more clues as we go along. And those regional, those bonus prizes, those might also help reveal where the main prize is. So there's been a whiff that maybe everything's interconnected. Regardless of that, we are putting out more clues as we go forward. We want Canadians to find this treasure. This is a treasure hunt being done to be found. But we made it hard. So if we're like 8 months in and no one's found it, we can always put out a few more clues, right? But there is enough out right now to find it. I want to really be really clear on that. That poem alone, the main poem, there is actually everything in that poem to find it.
Okay.
So nothing to stop people right now from finding it. They might find it tomorrow.
We've drawn some intrigue from listeners, and some questions are coming in. And so here's a question that I'm curious of as well. Is there a chance, knowing that this prize is number one in a public space, number two, relatively accessible, you don't need special equipment, is there a chance someone might not be participating in this hunt and actually find one of these treasures?
Yeah, there is actually. There is. I don't know where it is, so I don't know. Is it likely? I don't think it's likely, but could someone stumble upon it and not know even what this is? Yeah. Yeah, they could. So now whether they would know what to do with it or anything like that, I don't know. We're pretty confident that it's going to end up with the right person that knows what they're looking for and knows what to do with it, when and if they find it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been a great chat to Anthony. Number one, thanks for sparking the interest and the excitement with the Great Canadian Treasure Hunt. But thanks for what you and the team do at the Northern Miner Group. Mining, we've said it many times, such an important part of this country. Probably as important today as it's ever been in the forefront with everything from trade and tariffs, nation building projects. I feel like it's absolutely central to what we do. So appreciate you joining the show very much. And I'm hoping maybe we can check in again through this process.
Well, I would love that, Evan. And every Canadian should feel very proud of this industry because we are world leaders when it comes to mining. And that's something to be proud of.
Good stuff, Anthony. Take care. Thanks for joining the show.
Thank you very much, Evan. Take care. Bye-bye.
Anthony Vaccaro is the president of the Northern Miner Group. They are the group behind the Great Canadian Treasure Hunt. 13 prizes have been hidden. One's been found so far. The grand prize, $1 million in gold coins. So 217 one-ounce gold coins, all Canadian gold, by the way. And as you just heard Anthony say, it was worth $1 million in the spring. Gold prices have been on the rise, so now it's worth considerably more. And then these 12 other hidden prizes, sorry, 6 coins each in the bonus prizes, which totals $25,000 each. One of them has been found. If you want to get going on this, if this sounds like something you would like to be part of, the Great Canadian Treasure Hunt, you can go to the website. Even if you're just curious, check it out, treasure.northernminer.com. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.